God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Many people read what might be termed disaster genre literature. So, you know, Into Thin Air, Disaster on the Mountain, as described by John Krakauer, The Perfect Storm, Between a Rock and a Hard Place, Death in the Canyon. All these are just disasters where people may have survived. In some cases, they did not survive. Psalm 90 is a psalm written from the background of disaster. I wouldn't call it the disaster genre, but the context is disaster, because this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And he says in verse 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. So he talks about the eternality of God. He says in verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, you were the God that formed the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And then 1,000 years in your sight are just like yesterday when it's past. And Moses contrasts the eternality of God with the brevity of human life. He talks about our days, our years, the days of our years. And in verse 12, famously, Moses says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. God, help us to take stock of how brief our life is, that we can live it well, that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. We can do the wise thing, do the right thing. And then what caught my attention this morning was verse 14 that says, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Notice the words early and all. Now, you do not know what all is. That is, you do not know how many days comprise your life. So all our days, what is that period of time? You don't know. You go into Cracker Barrel, and they have all these old pictures in the dining room. Pictures of farmers and their wives. And the farmer's got this long beard, and the farmer's wife has her hair in a bun up on her head. And they both look rather stoically into the camera. You know, it's often occurred to me, those people that look so old probably were fairly young. People were older in 1910 than they are now. I know a lot of 80-year-olds that do not seem young, do not seem old to me. So while age may be relative, that is our perception of it, none of us know how many days we have. Now, we do know what early means. Can I just tell you something? You are younger today than you will ever be again. So today is not as early as yesterday, but it is certainly earlier than tomorrow. And what the psalmist is indicating here is both a sense of need and a sense of brevity. Dear God, satisfy us early. That's a sense of need. And then there's a sense of brevity. Satisfy us early because we don't know how many days we have. There's a sense of need and a sense of brevity. You know, both of those things, I think, generally lead to a life well lived, because we're seeking God and we're seeking God now. The bottom line is that the earlier you seek God's mercy, the more you may rejoice in life. The Bible's not promising health and wealth. All of us have disasters. The difference is disaster on your own as an orphan in the universe, or disaster knowing that God cares, that God hears, and that God is in control, that God regards your estate. Even as Israel, many of them, 20 years and up, dropped and died as this long funeral procession made its way through the wilderness, Moses says, teach us to number our days and satisfy us early, that we may be glad all our days. You can't take back yesterday, and there's no point in regretting your life going into the future. Do not let your past blackmail your future. Look, today's the day to seek God's mercy. God is plenteous of mercy. God is a God that loves you and wants to give mercy. So whatever yesterday has been for you, remember today that the earlier you seek God's mercy, the more you may rejoice in life.